going to the phone lines right now. We have Gary Small, the manager of Trinet Juniors, on the phone. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad. My expectations was the same as everyone here and I think the east side of the country, that Trinet Juniors against Auchinleck Talbot, it was going to be a great game, and Trinet were going to come out victors. What was the expectations of your players and yourself for the game beforehand?
I think we always knew it was going to be a tough one. We respect Auchinleck for a team that they're very successful and a very good team. We knew that going into the game, and I'd be lying if we said that we didn't think we could win it. And I think anyone that had been there and witnessed it, especially the second half, I could see exactly why, because after the fact now, we were very unlucky, I think, to take nothing from the game. I think we definitely deserve something, at least a draw. It's a wee bit disappointing, if I'm honest. I mean, to come so close, we gave a penalty in 25 minutes and then conceded late in the game, a couple of minutes to go. We went 3 up front and tried to have a go at them, sort of thing. But aye, we are who we are, I guess.
The hardest part of being a manager is being in control of a game like that against the top team in the Junior Cup. What were you thinking about the first half and then at half time? How did you try and change the game and make it your game rather than Auchinleck's?
Well, to be honest with you, so I think that we didn't start the game well, which we've not been doing for a few weeks, if I'm honest. But I think, to be completely honest with you, the players were a bit nervous, and there was a massive crowd there. I think there was over 1,200 people there, and that's something that a lot of the players will not be used to. Certainly a lot of them haven't played in front of a crowd like that, so I can forgive them for that. I felt that Auchinleck actually came out of the traps pretty well. They had a right go at us, and he had a few chances. Our goalkeeper made a terrific triple save. But what I said to them at half time, I said that, with all due respect, I said that that's the kind of best team in Scotland. I said we've competed with them. I felt that we hadn't even really started going myself, and I said that's time to go out and play. There's no pressure on them, and I have no regrets. And I think that although we didn't win the match, I mean, the second half performance was brilliant. I mean, we hit the bar for a stonewall penalty denied, but a number of chances, and we absolutely dominated the second half. And I think if anyone that was there will testify to that. So to the guys for going out with that approach in the second half, certainly took on board what we asked, and can come out with their heads held high, even though we didn't get the result we wanted.
You know, using all the resources that you've got, the team, the players that you've got, and, you know, trying to bring the game under your control must have been difficult. But you're talking about, you know, being up against one of the best teams. The selection gave you Auchinleck. It could have been any other team in the Scottish Junior Cup. You might have still been in the next round. Someone's got to take Auchinleck, unfortunately. It was you, but there is a bonus there, because playing against a team like that, you're right, the team will have gained a lot of experience, and of course, moving on to the league side of the business, I'm quite sure that what they've gained in experience but lost in the Cup will certainly set them up for a few good games to come.
Yeah, I hope so, and I think that's the challenge that I laid out in them immediately after the game. I mean, the guys were obviously naturally disappointed because they put so much into it, but I kept them on the park and we had a good conversation in the centre circle and told them we can all be massively proud of ourselves, and I wouldn't accept anyone going away with their head down after their performance and the way they lived with a better calibre team in terms of the leagues, etc. So I said to them beforehand that we wanted to go and compete, we wanted to go and give a good account of ourselves, and we certainly did that. And I think we surprised a few people as well. I mean, I've done a number of interviews and stuff after with the papers, and they were all sort of unanimous in the fact that we were a better team, we should have won. And again, like I alluded to last week, that there's a bigger picture here. Yes, we went to the Cup, and it was a result that we didn't want, but the whole community got right behind us on Saturday, and that is the real winner for Trinet Juniors as a football club, that we had that. And regardless of the result, that was enough for me to see so many familiar faces and so many people that I haven't seen for a long time turn out to support the guys. And they're all going away so complimentary, and I just hope that they come in the numbers to support us in the league, because as you say, the league are bread and butter. And one thing I did say to the players is that I've seen over a number of years it can happen where you can go out the Scottish Cup and you can lose big games even in that manner, and your season can dwindle away at times, and I demand that won't happen. We've got too much to play for, and the Cups are a bonus. We really need to focus on the league, and that's where we need to take the heart for Saturday and take it in the league.
You know, I was talking to a lady, psychology winning, down in London on the phone, not live, and it was a poll carried out for Gala Bingo. What interested me about it was that success and the excitement about it only lasts about 4.5 days. You know, that buzz that you get. So it's one thing winning, but it's continuing to keep that idea in mind that you can beat anyone, or you've got some great games coming up and you can, obviously, you've learnt from this game and you certainly put a good team forward and show the difference in Trinity Juniors. But 4.5 days, that buzz lasts for. It doesn't last forever. You've got to get down to the business and play football again.
No, absolutely. And I think that 4.5 days, I mean, I think that having spoken to a number of people that are involved, not necessarily players as such, but I mean the committee and everyone that put so much hard work into it, certainly feeling the after effects of the occasion. I mean, I think it's been a really busy couple of weeks for the club, and as I said, they've worked so hard to put a lot of things in place, and it was really satisfying to see the Auchinleck committee and fans went away and being full of compliments for how we looked after them and that type of stuff. And again, that's been the rewards for all the hard work that went in. But it's one of these things. So I'm big on psychology, and you try and understand people, you try and let them get to understand what makes you tick and all that type of stuff. And I think that it was a wee worry. I said that to my coaches yesterday that I wasn't sure what kind of training session I was going to get last night, whether it was going to be a bit low-key and guys were going to be a bit under par. But I'm so glad that wasn't the case. They came, they worked hard, and it was just like it normally was. I think they've taken it for what it is. I certainly hope they have anyway. It's a great occasion to be involved in. They can all go away proud of themselves, the family will be proud of them, as of myself and the club. But you've got to remember, we're at the Cup. We've got a lot more things to focus on, and we would turn all our attentions to that now.
You know, we've seen, like yourself, we've seen results from Auchinleck in the past, and they can get the goals, you know. Sometimes they've been managed, regardless of what team we're talking about, because I know there are other teams that you play and you're guaranteed a win, because there might be in a lower league or whatever. But, you know, Auchinleck can rattle these goals in, but it just shows you how strong Trinity was. They must have just limited it to the 2-0. It could have been a lot more.
No, I think so. I think the scoreline flattered them, if I'm honest. I mean, like I said earlier, we gave away a penalty in the 25th minute, which in my mind was quite poor. Obviously, I think it was a rash decision. I felt to concede that. I think Sinky, as I said, who was excellent, and we could have been behind before that if it wasn't for him. He had a brilliant triple save, and he kept us in it there. But I felt that it was one that could have been avoided. And again, anyone picking it up saying it's 2-0, that looked pretty comfortable. Far from it. I mean, we, as I said, we hit the bar in the second half with a penalty that was turned down that I felt that was a stonewall, and the players certainly confirmed that with me. And the amount of chances we had, probably more chances than them, if I'm honest, over the piece. But I think what you've got to bear in mind as well is good teams always have a habit of grinding results out. Even when they're not playing well, they always have a habit of grinding results out. And that's something that I think is we're a young team in respect that we've been together for 3, 4, 5 months, whatever it is. We'll develop, and it's certainly something that an attribute that we need to add to our game, because we want to progress. We want to be considered one of the bigger and the better teams over the course of the next few seasons and beyond. So sure, that's something that will come. And I think one of the things as well that I would point out, that the experience that we had from in the middle of, notably McKinnon, Darren Smith, I think they'll be sick of the sight of them, although they beat them twice in the last two games they've played, but they went away for both games knowing that. So yeah, we've got all the quality in there, but we pick ourselves and we move on.
You know, Gary, it's great talking about the game. What about the penalty that you never got awarded? Wouldn't that have changed the game for Trinity?
I'll be honest with you, and who knows what would have happened, but I felt at the time if we got the penalty and if we had equalised, I felt as if we would have went on and won it. I think that the team, they wouldn't have settled for a draw and try and take them back for a replay. We genuinely would have kept on having a go. The way the game was going, we were on the ascendancy, so it's all ifs and buts. But yeah, to answer the question, I felt as if we'd got an equaliser, we would have went on and won the tie.
Right, Gary, moving on to your next game coming up. You're playing Livingston United. How do you feel about that?
It's one where again, you look at where we are in the league. We're top of the league there, third bottom, I believe they are. They came off a bad result at the weekend. They've had a couple of poor results recently. But they're the times that there are always potential bananas, because I said that to my players a couple of weeks ago when we played Crossgates, that teams that are